You're listening to Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings Podcast.
With the man, the myth, the legend. The legend. Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist.
Control Talk Now, the weekly podcast with building automation and smart building control news you can use.
Now, here's Eric.
Hi, welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings videocast and podcast for the week ending September 11th, 2016. This is episode 197, I think, Kenny.
That's correct.
So we're heading close to episode 200. Kenny and I are here in Chicago at the CGNA Controls Group North America meeting. It's like 48 of the best distributors on the planet. So we've been getting inundated with all the good stuff that they're up to. And so welcome to the show.
Right, a couple of special announcements. But yeah, so CGNA Controls Group North America is the culmination of 40-some of the best distributors in North America. So from east to west, from California to New York, Florida,
Canada.
All the way up into our brothers up in Canada. So some of the smartest guys in the BAS distribution business are here today discussing a lot of stuff that's happening in the business, a lot of changes.
A lot of trends, baby.
A lot of control trends that are we're tracking, and a lot of these subjects were very familiar to us because we had fortunate to talk to a lot of the executives that are making some of these driving decisions.
And I tell you what, we got the Control Trends Awards coming up, as you know, so our sponsors this week, it's going to be a truncated show, but our sponsors this week are Distech. Very special thanks to Dan Clarity and the team at Distech for coming on as platinum sponsors. You know, our community has always voted for those guys. They've done well in the Control Trends Awards. They haven't won yet, but I think this year, with them being on this platinum and Dan's involvement, is going to be great.
Well, particularly unified with DG Logix, too. So now you're looking at somebody that's
one. Acuity Brands, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of horsepower under one roof, one engine, because DG Logix has been so successful. And Eugene Mazzo, he thinks outside the box and he makes it happen.
He does. Well, matter of fact, he didn't even think outside the box. There's no box for Eugene. He's boxless.
Well, there you go.
But he's one of the great people there. And our second sponsor is Johnson Controls this week.
Well, a lot of exciting things. Johnson Controls now is a new member of CGNA.
Great meeting. Here this week. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Got a chance to see Chris Heichman address the CGNA membership, along with King Thomas and his team, Kevin Myers, and a couple other folks there. So they've realigned your channels. Now you've just got the privilege of focus, which is a new concept. Great concept. So there's no more, you're not torn between supporting, branch of the OEMs and distribution. So you're just responsible for distribution, two-step distribution. You've got a channel, basically they've done it geographically, like lanes east, mid, and Western America, or Western North America, actually. And the channel partner is responsible specifically, privilege focused, to develop two-step distribution. And that's a good thing for us.
Well, it is a good thing for us. And the other thing is, they've been on the acquisition mode. They've been buying a lot of companies lately, and it looks like they're sort of putting together some really cool plans to maybe bring some new products through distribution as well. So exciting times there. And again, thanks to Chris Eichmann, Jenny Stentz, and the rest of the team at Johnson for their continued sponsorship of the Control Trends Awards.
Thank you.
And also as a CGNA member, thank you so much for being members of CGNA.
We got a big meeting coming up too in October.
They do. We got the Johnson Controls Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. You and I'll be there.
Yes.
And we'll be covering it for Control Trends. And I checked Nashville on the way up. I actually drove up, Kenny. When you got two small children that stay up all night and cry, a 10-hour car ride is a welcome relief. So I actually just stopped in Nashville to check it out. If you haven't been to Nashville, that's one fun town, man.
Sure. Yeah, well, the music capital, country music, right? Old Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, Grand Ole Opry. You got it, brother. You got it. But hey, we're going to have a short show this week because Kenny and I are in Chicago. We want to eat some Chicago pizza, drink some Chicago beer. So, Kenny, let's get right down to it, man. First post was about your house in Dubai, right?
That's right, Eric. I am going to continue to dream about my floating seahorse, my new smart beach house. We had a post sent to us by Mark Pitar that really opened our eyes to just how different things can be. So they have Dubai's floating homes are real. There's a project afoot, and they've already sold out phase one. So if you got a couple $1 million and you don't know what to do with it, you can get yourself a house that floats. It's three floors, three stories.
Yep.
You can see the fish directly through
Two of them are underground. We talk about thinking outside the box. Now we're talking about thinking inside the water, right?
Right, but now they're actually going to introduce, the Heart of Europe is proud to launch a third phase. The Czar edition of the floating seahorse is the third phase of seahorses available at the Heart of Europe. And this is going to be located on the St. Petersburg Island, which is designed in the shape of a heart. It takes inspiration from the Maldives. Just really cool stuff. You got to take a look at it.
Yeah, guys, I tell you what, if you think that this is expensive, if you're like me, and I tell young men before they get married, the two most expensive words that you can ever hear as a married man are window treatments. And guess what? With these rooms underneath the sea, you don't need window treatments, right?
Oh, that's right. No curtains. Well, no, yeah, curtains. With curtains, I'm sure. I guess you wouldn't have many people prying, though, unless they were deep sea divers or whatever.
Gotcha. Cool. What's up next, Kenny?
Well, next up, Eric, we have an announcement. This is a major announcement in the distribution world. Thermacon Sensor Technique, GmbH, from Germany, announces that Belimo Americas is their new distribution and solution partner. So this is a very exciting news for Thermacon. They're going to rely on Belimo Americas to take over the distribution and support of their EasySense in-ocean product range, the high-tech room operating units of the Americas market. And this is going to begin on the 1st of October, 2016. So everybody's been doing business with Thermacon, David Alaban in particular, out of Akron, Hudson, Ohio, I believe it was, or will now be generating their orders to David at his new Belimo location up there in Connecticut. But, Thermacon really has a great history. They've been in the sensor business for over 30 years. And they're really...
Globally, they're huge, right?
Yeah. And I think that's what really tied it. Two European companies really marrying up because they do a lot of work in the Asian markets and the Pacific Coast markets. So it was very logical for them to team up, and it's going to provide they're going to leverage the standards of intelligent buildings with the engineering, innovation, and quality. And the Made in Germany stamp, you're going to see some Thermacon growth in your area. They got a great supporting network now with Belimo. So, congratulations.
Okay, you've got Belimo that does all the actuators. You got Thermacon, the wireless. Are you anticipating a wireless actuator coming out here soon?
Well, they've already got one sort of thing. But first of all, Thermacon just doesn't have wireless. They also have a lot of hardwired products. They have humidity, temperature, pressure, and they get the wired sensors. But they also specialize in the in-ocean products. But as you mentioned, they do have an actuator right now that's already wireless and powerless. You can go up to a self-operating rad valve arrangement there in a dormitory or wherever you have hydronic or steam heat, and you can put one of these actuators on there that can actuate itself. It has enough power generated by the temperature differences of the media, the steam or temperature of the hot water, and the ambient temperature, and that is enough to give it the oomph it needs to get a wireless signal from a wireless thermostat to actuate, open, and close. And what's important is like dormitories. One of the biggest applications, I think, where you'd have immediate return on investment is when you have a group of students going to class or going home for the weekends with the windows open and there's heat on blast, full blast, and then there's no way to enter the room where that cause. So this will give you automatic set to temperature. So when students aren't there, use a little bit of occupancy sensor. It goes back to a temperature that it's going to save energy, but not allowed to freeze. So
very cool.
Good stuff, yeah. Alrighty.
We'll be up next, big dog.
Next up, we have Optigo Networks webinar.
Oh, I just want to go to Optigo, Optigo, Optigo. Ping, yow! Right?
That's right.
Our man Ping, we met him. Hey, Ping, how you doing? We met him out at RealCom IBCon. Boy, does he have some cool stuff. And I understand he is hanging out with another friend of ours.
Yeah, Mr. Fred Gordy from Intelligent Buildings. Fred Gordy is the director of cybersecurity at Intelligent Buildings, and we get some very disturbing information here in this post. But there's a webinar coming up Thursday, September 15th, 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And in the title of the webinar is, I Can Hack Into Your Building. Now, this is a pretty bold statement, but Fred Gordy has put in here that there's 6 million commercial buildings in the United States that believe themselves to be secure. But meanwhile, there's a very, very low-level entry hacker to get into our systems through these exposed controllers. This is a scary thought. So I think Optigo teaming up with Fred Gordy, you're going to bring the best of the network technology and expertise with a cybersecurity expert, maybe the top guy in the field, and they're going to show you how an entry-level hacker can get into your system on an exposed controller and how to defend yourself against such an intrusion.
Right, and we know primarily Ping Yao because they have a really cool BACnet troubleshooting tool, right, which works in conjunction with FenShark, and I think part of that is you can detect anomalies if, with the signals and all, so I wonder if those two are somehow married. I guess we'll just have to find out. webinar.
Well, yeah, they base it off Wire Shark. But the thing is that there's a lot of finger pointing when something doesn't work, the network can't get off the job. The reliability of the controller network is suspect. This can help you track down where you're getting your problems and how to fix them. So,
well, the cool thing about it, Kenny, too, is you can look at it, the graphic they have, if everything's okay, it shows a green light. If you got some points that are not communicating quite enough, you get yellow. If you're totally screwed, you get the red light. So you need to go in and you can quickly identify it. So,
well, for systems integrators, it's going to be a very successful product.
It sure is.
Alrighty. Well, next up, Eric, we had a major introduction where you and I got to travel down to Tritium and hang out with the folks at Tritium.
It was our Hollywood moment, right?
It was a Hollywood moment. As you all know, Eric has a passion for video equipment, and Control Trends wouldn't be without Eric's commitment to keep upgrading the equipment, but it's very expensive. We got to work with people that have professional media equipment, so we got to see big league cameras and the lighting and take
two. But Kenny and I drew the line. We would not let him put makeup on us. We would not. No way.
Just pat down our hair a little bit.
I had to pat mine down. That's why I wear a hat. Yeah.
So the post is Tritium releases Niagara 4.2 and Niagara Analytics 2.0. This is real-time business intelligence enabling users to make smarter, swifter decisions. And we got to sit with Pranay Prakash, the Vice President of Products. And Pranay is just very, very bright guy, very passionate about this. He's really excited because data has just taken a leap into our world. So it's become one of the most important to talk about. It's like replacing IoT as the buzzword. So big data analytics. And now Niagara 4, with this 2.0 release, provides Niagara Analytics in that JACE that you have, that Web 8000 or that Niagara 4 front end, so that you can really put together the benefits and efficiencies of data-driven performance.
Well, the cool thing about it, too, is what Pranay was telling us is they got templates built into it, because analytics can be a little dicey to set up if you don't know what you're doing. So my take of it, you're going to get real-time analytics. It's built into the JACE, and you got templates. So if you can program in AX, you should be able to set these analytics up. So good products for Pranay and Jenny Graves and the team at Niagara. And speaking of Niagara, a special well wish to our good friend Nino DeCosmo. We announced last week on Control Trends that Nino is taking another job in another industry. We spoke with Nino, and it was very difficult for him to move on. It was just an offer he couldn't refuse, but he obviously had a love for this industry and a passion for it, so Nino will be missed.
Well, yeah, and he's had an incredibly stellar career with the Tritium. I mean, in 4 years, he introduced, took AX to Niagara 4, developed it, implemented it worldwide on a global platform, and so he leaves at the epitome, at the height of a very short but successful career. All right, next up we have another major Control Trends personality, and it's an extension of the Control Trends People, which is a new podcast series that focuses on the really cool life stories of the people that make buildings great. And really, it's a behind-the-scenes thing where Eric interviews these guys, and I'll tell you what, Mike Morrison is a very interesting character.
You know he was a Six Beatle?
No, I did.
He was a Six Beatle. You can hear all about it in the podcast on Mike Morrison's life. Yeah, Mike was a very interesting guy. Keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but Mike's day job is Vice President of Worldwide Sales at EZIO Holdings. We all know Mike Morrison from, he's just a man about the world. He's probably the most global traveler that I know personally. And he just is passionate about his products. And as the co-owner of EZIO, he is personally committed to every single controller they put out, and he just loves technology. He works with Lim Hoon Chut and
Gordon Chan,
SK Fu. And I'll tell you what, these guys are really passionate about their controls and about what they're doing, the impact they're making in the building management, the building automation space. Mike gave us one of the best analogies that we have using the pyramid, where everybody's fighting real hard for that top, one-third of the pyramid, where the major, the place to go to is to go deep and wide inside that pyramid, where 80% of the buildings right now are still underserviced as far as control, beyond the thermostatic level. So getting, very serious savings are there. It's a big sponge out there. We can get more people interested and involved. One of the solutions that they'll pick most handily will be the EZIO platform.
Oh, really good stuff. So Control Trends People, that's episode 3. Episode 1 was Nino DeCosmo. Episode 2, our friend Mark Pitot. Encourage you to check those out. One of the things I'm finding out, Kenny, is all these people have fascinating stories. It sort of makes sense. And Mike is no exception.
I know that he's from England. He's lived in Australia.
the Sixth Beatle.
He's the Sixth Beatle. He lives in Malaysia.
He was the first person to discover Mariah Carey, Angelina Jolie, before Brad Pitt got to her. Who else? I mean, all the beautiful women you've ever heard of, they all got started with Mike. Mike gets bored with him, and then they go on to meet people like Brad Pitt and George Clooney. But they all start with Mike.
Way to go, Mike. Gotta tell
Way
us.
To go, Mike.
We got to hear the real story then. Okay. Well, as you mentioned, it's going to be a short show this week because we're on the road again, but there was a lot happening. Another major announcement, Linkspring announced the release of 1.0 for the Onyx back that the Haystack Data Pump. And what this is a performance improvement. It has additional features and a user interface enhancement that allows for greater ease of use. So Linkspring's very excited about this, and it's available immediately. So Mark Pitok accompanied the post with a video that goes into a lot of information about data and how too much data is not useful, how to make data actionable and meaningful. So check out the post, and well done, Linkspring.
Yeah, great video by Mark. And Mark's just one of these guys that does a great job at explaining complicated things, make them simple to understand. And Mark always argues the big business case for things. Very practical, that Mark Pitok, our master of ceremonies at the Control Trends Awards.
So did you mention that we were coming up on 200 Control Talk Bill episodes?
We're, I think, 197 this week, or 197. We're coming up on 200. So
it doesn't seem that long.
Well, it doesn't, man. It doesn't. But
is that positive?
Yeah. All right. So what do we have next, baby?
We look forward to next week. There's already several posts in the queue that we're going to get up this weekend. Show them on Monday. Still getting a lot of feedback. We're getting hit a lot for the Nino DeCosmo. Makes his market trivium and moves on. Ken St. Clair's last edition of
Automated Buildings
is really, really getting a lot of read time. And so we just thank all the Control Trends community members.
Absolutely, we do. So we're going to do it right. We're going to do it right now. All right. So we appreciate you tuning in. This has been Control Talk Now, your Smart Buildings video cast and podcast for the week ending September 11, 2016. A very special thanks to our sponsors, Distech and Johnson Controls. So with that, I'll look at you, Kenny Smyers, and I will say, be bold and stay in control.
Indeed, Aaron.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers. And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.